Very important, Keta, coming up today. I know I said this before last week's shiur. This one's even more important. No, but this time I mean it, you see. No, but this time I really do. Kishalomdim Torah Lishma Asim Chesed in Knesset Yisrael. We're in Perek Bez, Piska Hey. When a person learns Torah Lishma, so you're actually doing Chesed with the Jewish people. Meaning, believe it or not, according to Rav Kook, Shalvim has the greatest Chesed program of all the yeshivas. I mean, I'm not comparing, but there are those that volunteer for this and they do that. And, okay, there's definitely room for that. But Rav Kook says, you want a way to do Chesed for the entire Jewish people? Learn Torah Lishma. Learning Torah Lishma is a way to do Chesed for the entire Jewish people. All other types of Chesed, you're helping this one, you're helping that one. You're doing Chesed for a family, helping them with the children, babysitting, whatever. Kishalomdim Torah Lishma, Osim Chesed in Knesset Yisrael. The entire Jewish people is receiving and benefiting from your Limud HaTorah. Can you imagine? You sit at your makom in the Beis Medrash, and you're sitting there learning the Bir HaGra and Shulchan Aruch, or you're learning a Mishnah Berurah or a Reb Chaim, and no one even knows what you're doing. And no one is even aware. You might be sitting in the Beis Medrash at a time that no one else is there, and somehow, on some level, you're actually strengthening the entire Jewish people. It's a huge act of nesina. Limud Torah, according to Rav Kook, yes, is also an act of Kabbalah. You're also mekabel, but it's first and foremost an act of nesina.
Do the Shema,
and
is it not?
Oh, it sounds like if it's not Lishma, it's not having this effect. It's a great Ha'ara. In order to have this effect, it's got to be Lishma. If you're doing it for the right reasons, then the Torah impacts far beyond your own world. If it's not Lishma, then it's just limited to whatever you are mechaven. Ha'keta. Ruach ha'uma mischazek aydemasha baneha misparnasim beparnasasam haruchanis mipri rucha. How does this happen? How does the chesed take place? So Rav Kook describes here a concept called Ruach ha'uma, the spirit of the nation. The nation, according to Rav Kook, we mentioned this last time, is not just a collection of individuals. That's not what the Jewish people is. Maybe other nations are like that, but the Jewish nation is not just a collection of individuals. The Jewish nation has a ruach. There's a ruach ha'uma. And that ruach ha'uma is something that is beyond, it's something much more general than each individual Jew. That ruach is something that transcends the life of the individual. And that Ruach HaUma, that spirit of the nation, is Mischazek. What we're actually doing is we're strengthening the Ruach HaUma. We're raising the intensity of Ruach HaUma through the Baneha, through the Jewish people, her children, meaning us, the Jewish people, are taking the fruits of Torah. Every time we pluck, we take a fruit of Torah, we're not just doing an act of lekicha, we're not just taking the Torah for ourselves, that prat that we're dealing with, but we're actually strengthening the source of Torah, which is the Ruach HaUma. Meaning the Ruach HaUma is that which gives each and every individual Jew koach. Where are we getting our koach to do good? We're deriving our koach to do good. We're drawing it from this all encompassing, this general ruach ha'uma that transcends us. And the Jewish person, the individual Jew, is driven to do Torah and mitzvahs because of that kesher that he has with Ruach HaUmah. I mean, what did God do? God created a human being, a physical body. And what he did is he created the Jewish people and said, I want you to show that within this physical body, there's a way to live a spiritual life. So he made physical bodies, but he commanded us to instill within that body a ruach of Torah, a ruach of Kedusha. And what did God do? God gave me, he didn't create me as just an individual person. He created me as a sniff, as an extension of Ruach HaUmah. So that I have the Ruach HaUmah, if I decide that I want to connect to it and avail myself of it, I'm using the Ruach HaUmah in order to apply it to my life, in order to do that which is good. And therefore, the Ruach HaUmah is like the battery pack, so to speak. This is the source of the energy of every single Jew. Every single Jew's Torah and mitzvahs, he's drawing that energy to perform that from the Ruach HaUmah. The Ruach HaUmah, I know that perhaps growing up, you heard of the Yetzer HaTov, Yetzer HaRa. Those two little guys on your shoulders. Rav Kook doesn't view it that way. Rav Kook says it's really not a fight between Yetzer Tov, Yetzer Hara. It's really a fight between self, between just thinking about yourself, and seeing yourself as an extension of Ruach HaUmah. If you see yourself as an individual, then you're going to just think about yourself, and that's the yesod of all chet. That's where chet comes from. You're putting yourself first. And your Torah and mitzvahs, what is the Yetzer HaTov? It's not just this voice inside of me that's telling me to do good. The Yetzer HaTov is the Ruach HaUmah that dwells within me. I'm drawing my kochos from the spirit of the nation. Every single Jew is given that opportunity to draw his koch from the Ruach HaUmah. Now, that being said, Rav Kook says, do we, as individual Jews, do we have control over the Ruach HaUmah? In other words, can we intensify, can we strengthen the Ruach HaUmah? Because if we can, then what we're doing is, then we're adding kochos to each and every individual Jew. You hear the cheshbon? If each and every Jew is drawing his koch from the Ruach HaUmah, from the spirit of the Jewish nation that transcends them, and if we can somehow intensify and strengthen and add to Ruach HaUmah, then we're really adding the koach of every individual Jew everywhere in the world to do that which is right and good. What we're doing is we're giving more of an ability to Jews all over the world to wake up and become more loyal to themselves. I often like to bring the example of, you ever like sometimes walk the streets of Yerushalayim or any other city, and you ever watch the names of the stores? The names of the stores are almost all in English. You ever notice that? Like the restaurants. They don't really give Hebrew names to stores. And I once asked myself, why is it the Jewish people come back to Israel after so many years? Why are we trying to mimic, like why are we bringing in McDonald's and Burger Ranch, all these English terms and all the restaurants names and all the clothing stores? Why aren't we doing our own thing? I found that it bothered me for a while, this question. Why don't we come back to Israel? Why aren't the Jewish people doing their own thing? Do things differently. There's one store in Yerushalayim, I love the name, it's called Hamashbir. Why do I love it? I almost never buy there because the prices are not great. But I love walking by and seeing the Mashbir. Why? Because where's the Mashbir taken from? Who is the Mashbir in Chumash? It's what? It says, Yosef Hu HaMashbir. What does the word Mashbir mean? Huh? No, when Yosef was the viceroy over Egypt. He was the supplier of food. So that's awesome. The Jewish people started a department store You don't call it Macy's, you call it a mashbir. The supplier, you know, you're taking something from the Tanakh, Gevaldik. But look at all the other stores and restaurants. I get the feeling sometimes we're trying to mimic a different culture. Now, according to Rav Kook, why is that happening? That's happening because the Ruach HaUmah, over time, in the Galus, has strayed and weakened, and we've lost our own uniqueness. The Jewish people have lost their drive to be unique. The Ruach HaUmah has been subjected to 2,000 years of Galus, and to all these Western ideas, and the Jewish people have been dispersed. So what has happened to the Ruach HaUmah? We've lost the Ruach HaUmah. The Ruach HaUmah is now in a miniature. It's in a very limited, it's been packaged and limited, and now the Ruach HaUmah doesn't have an effect on the Jewish people anymore. We're not feeling it. Why do we have so many Jews in the world today not feeling different? What has happened to us? Because it used to be in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, we all felt the Ruach HaUmah. We felt the Jewish people are different. When the Ruach HaUmah has been subdued, and the Ruach HaUmah has been weakened over time, what do we feel? We feel our bodies. And we feel our bodies are the same as the Goyim. So the more we feel ourselves as physical people, the more we avail ourselves of Western culture and all the things that are going on, and why can't we be like them? So the Ruach HaUmah over time has been weakened and watered down, and it's now in a form that it's in a miniature form. We're not feeling it. We're not sensing it. However, this is the big chiddush of Rav Kook. We have a hand. We have control over Ruach HaUmah. Because the Torah and the Ruach HaUmah are linked. Look at the next line. HaTorah Kula, Hi Meleah Ruach Yisrael. The Torah itself is the source of Ruach Yisrael. The Ruach HaUmah, the spirit of the Jewish nation, that which makes us different, emanates from Torah. The Gemara says, the Gemara talks about Rav Yosef, who says that without the day of Shavuos, Kama Yosef Ika Beshuka. How many Yosefs are there in the Shuk? Had it not been for that great day, for the day of Shavuos, for the day of Matan Torah, look how many Yosefs are in the Shuk. What did Rav Yosef mean to say? He's trying to say, what makes us different than the Goyim? What is it that separates from the Goyim? Our bodies are the same. The only thing that separates us is that we've been infused with this spirit that we are different. And when did that spirit descend into the world? Biyom Matan Torah. Without that great day, Kama Yosef Ika Bashuk. Look at all the Yosefs out there. I would just be a regular Yosef. So Matan Torah wasn't just the day. This is the big chiddush. Matan Torah wasn't just the day that God gave us instruction how to live. Matan Torah was the day that Ruach HaUmah descended into the world. Now the Jewish people sense that they have a different path in life. It's the Ruach HaUmah over time that has kept Jews unique and separate. It's the Ruach HaUmah over time that has prevented us from assimilating. And the reason why assimilation is so rampant today is because of what? Because Ruach HaUmah has been weakened. Everyone understand the structure? The Torah is what brings Ruach HaUmah into the world. Ruach HaUmah emanates from Torah. And the Ruach HaUmah is that source of energy for every individual Jew to practice his Judaism and feel that he's different. So all those restaurants and stores, why are we trying to mimic the Goyim? Because the Ruach HaUmah over time has been severely limited. So what are we left with? We're left with a certain awareness. I have a body. I'm not really feeling anything that's filling that body with anything substantial. So I mimic the Goyim. Why should I do my own thing? Why should I create a rebirth of Tanakh when I come back to Israel? Let's just create a country that's like all over, like all other. Now, Rav Kook in this Keta is saying that it's possible to reinfuse the nation with that Ruach HaUmah. We can intensify it. We can turn up that volume. You ever been in charge of music at a party? Anyone here like it? Ever been the music guy at a party, like a DJ? Anyone here do like DJ stuff? Or the keyboard guy at an Etz Yisrael Shabbaton? Anyone here do that? There's so much power in that. If you're in charge of the music at something, and you have your hand, you're the guy deciding the volume. There's so much power in that, because what you're doing is you have responsibility for the feeling in that whole room. Everyone in that room is going to be somehow touched by the environment and the atmosphere that you create. So Rav Kook says, we have a hand on the volume button. The Ruach HaUmah, there's a volume down. And we can turn it down through Bittul Torah, and we can turn it up through Limud HaTorah. Look at this next line. Kol Yachid HaOsek B'Torah. Look at this next line. It's so powerful. Every individual Jew that's Osek B'Torah, who Megale Koach Chaim Chadash, B'Nishmas Yisrael, you're turning up the intensity button. What you're doing is you're raising the intensity of Nishmas Yisrael, the spirit of the Jewish people, that all-encompassing, transcending spirit that's the source of all Kedusha in the world. You're actually increasing it. Ayidei HaMazon HaNishmasi Shehu Mekabel MeHaTorah. Every word of Torah that you learn, every single Im Tomar of Tosfos. Do you see what's happening in the world? What you're doing is, you're understanding a word of Devar Hashem. You've just increased Devar Hashem in this world, because now it's in your brain. What you've just done is, you've just increased Devar Hashem, because now it's in my base medrash, it's in my brain, it's in my world. And as a result, you've also increased Nishmas Yisrael. That means Jews all over the world are going to feel a greater connection, a greater draw. I know this does not seem rational to you. It's not, for sure, not intuitive. And I'm sure most of you have never heard this idea before. And Rav Kook also doesn't say his proofs. If you want proofs, that's not what this shiur is about. Come to me on the side, I'll show you what I know from Nefesh HaChaim, from other Svarim. Rav Kook here doesn't want to convince you. Rav Kook wants to tell you truth the way he sees it. And the world that Rav Kook here, the picture that he's painted, I feel is one of the most profound understandings of Limud Torah I've seen anywhere. Because what's he saying? He's saying every yachid, every individual Jew that's sitting down to learn a word of Torah, what you're doing is you're actually revealing a new koach chayim, a new force in Nishmas Yisrael. That means that source of energy for the Jewish people all over the world is now greater. And if we said before that assimilation is coming from what? It was coming from the weakening of Nishmas Yisrael. Then what am I doing by learning Torah? I'm increasing that Nishmas Yisrael. I'm actually building something to prevent the further deterioration of the Jewish people today. And I can actually turn the tide. I can actually change things, and we can do a revolution from within the base medrash. You don't have to be an NCSY advisor. I think it's great to be an NCSY advisor. I think there's a lot of awesome work out there to do. But you don't have to be that NCSY advisor to make an imprint on the world. You sit at your muckle, every single word of Torah, you're molid, you're creating a nishmas, a new koachayim, in Nishmas Yisrael. Now, do you understand how much responsibility that is on our shoulders? This, to me, is scary. When I read this, I get scared. Because before Rav Kook, who lost out when I came late to Seder? Before I learned Orot HaTorah. Who's the guy that's losing out? It's just the Yachid that didn't come. So I won't come today. What's the big deal? Who's losing out? No one in a big yeshiva, most of the time people don't even know. Maybe even your Rebbe will never know. Not really affecting anyone. I'm affecting myself, which is already, in my mind, that's bad enough. But let's just say, okay, so your shi'ifos are lower. You don't have the shi'ifos of building yourself. You don't necessarily want to be that Talmud Chacham at the end of the year. Whatever comes, comes. But you know what I got out of reading Orot HaTorah? Now, Limud HaTorah is not just about you. If you have the volume, if you have your hand on the volume button, on that intensity volume button of Nishmas Yisrael in the world, then the Jewish people as a whole is losing out if you're not there learning the Ve'im Tomer and the Yesh Lomar of Tosfos. It transforms the whole Talmud Torah experience. That means there's a Koach Chaim Chadash that could have been born out of your morning sayings. You could have created a Koach Chaim Chadash. Who knows how many Jews you would have saved? Who knows how much tzedakah they would have given? You don't know what that Nishmas Yisrael does in the world. But if the Nishmas Yisrael is what generates Kedusha in the world, and you could have strengthened that through your limud. It's not just about you losing out. All your brothers and sisters all over the world are losing out. Can I just tell you guys how much this has impacted my hashkafa? Back in the day when I was Shana Bet, so there was a war in Israel. It wasn't a classic war, it wasn't a conventional war. Iraq was shooting missiles into Israel. It was called the Gulf War. And Baruch Hashem, there were Nisim. These Scud missiles were flying in, exploding all over the place. There were 39 missiles that were fired over about a month and a half. I think there were one or two people that were killed. Each one of those Scud missiles could have taken down 10 or 15 people. So it was really Nisim. But at the end of the war, there was a rabbi from a certain school of thought that got up, and he made a public statement that made Israeli radio and news. Everyone was talking about this. The rabbi said, you know why there were 39 missiles? 39 malchus. God was giving us malchus. He was punishing us. And then he said, for what? He said, if you look at the map where the missiles fell, they didn't fall in Bnei Brak. They didn't fall in the religious centers. They fell in Ramat Gan. And in Tel Aviv, where all the pritzos is, and all the chilul Shabbos. So he turned to the secular Jews and said, when are you going to wake up? God is giving you malchus for keeping your discotheques open Friday night. When are you going to wake up? And you can imagine the Israelis, the secular, you know, that sector of Israel was very offended, and they attacked back, and it was all back and forth. I'll never forget what my Rebbe Rav Gantz in Yeshiva said the next day. He said, I don't understand what this rabbi just said. He said it's because of Chilul Shabbos and Pritzos. He said, what's worse? I'll never forget this line. He said, what's worse? The Jew who doesn't know what Shabbos is, because he never spent the Shabbos. He never heard a Kabbalah Shabbos. That's not him. I'm adamant. He never experienced a L'chadodi. He doesn't know what it is. So what does he do on a Friday night? He goes to a discotheque. He doesn't know better. What's worse, that Jew or the yeshiva bachur who knows what it is to miss a Seder? He knows what it means that Talmud Torah keneged kulam. He says it every morning if he's on time for davening. The Talmud Torah keneged, he knows what it is. And he's still mevatel Torah. You hear this? We're pointing a finger at them, 39 missiles because of them. We have to see ourselves as responsible for the state of the Jewish people. You hear this? There's a tremendous chiddush in this ketah. This has totally transformed the way I see my relationship with the Jewish people. If I look outside and I see a chulsha and I see something lacking in the Jewish people, instead of saying the problem is with them, according to Rav Kook, it's the Lom Dei Torah that have to look at themselves. If there's a weakening of Nishmas Yisrael, that means there's not enough Torah being learned. That means we're not doing our job. It's the people that have the ability to learn Torah and they're not. They're the ones that have to do the Cheshbon HaNefesh. Because they're the ones that could have prevented it. We have the ability through our Limud HaTorah to raise the religious level of the entire Jewish people. I know this is not easy to accept, and I know this is not something that perhaps you were taught. Rav Kook says, if you reveal really what Limud HaTorah is, and you see the connection between Torah and Nishmas Yisrael, you realize that every single Jew can be affected by your Limud HaTorah. Go back and read the first line again. Kishalomdim Torah Lishma Osim Chesed in Knesset Yisrael. You don't necessarily have to volunteer for Magen David Adom and or to go to hospitals to do this and to that. I'm not playing it down. There's some awesome Chesed projects that if you can do on your free time, do it. But don't forget that Limud HaTorah is the most intense and awesome Chesed you can do for your people as well.